you do a sort of crowdfunding thing to get the money for the videos?
It was a Kickstarter.
What's that?
Kick Me.
It's called Kick Me. And what you do is you tell your fans you're looking to raise some money, and the word goes out, and you set yourself a target, which ours was 10 grand, and give it a month, and Kickstarter run it, and they all ring in and pledge.
And they get rewards.
And we give them little rewards for how much they pledge, like albums, and get a VIP access and all that sort of stuff. And at the end of that month, if you don't raise it, everybody gets their money back. But if you do, you get to keep it. And we were looking for 10 and we raised 15.
Fantastic. I'll have the other 5. That could be my little reward.
Yes, it's quite a popular thing now, apparently.
So what are you going to play for us now?
Ah, sorry, I apologise about being a naughty boy.
Good.
Hang on, Robert. I just got to get to the Joanna.
You get over there to the old Joanna, sir. While the man moves slowly over, we shall take it away, gentlemen.
1, 2, 3.
Leaning on the wall, by the snooker hall. I'll watch the world go by. I'm gonna wait and see what happens next from the corner of my eye. I got up to a sluggish start and struggled out of bed. But an ice cold beer and a walk in a park blew the cobwebs from my head. My recall's hazy. Did I get out me pram? Did I go crazy? My short-term memory seemed to disappear and up and left me. I lost the plot about 8:30, but I sobered up when it was getting late. Did I upset you? Well, sorry, I apologise. You dragged me to your office, dude, so it came as no surprise. The free champagne and canapes were music to my eyes. I remember when the clock struck 10 and the Chinese food arrived. I promise you that what happened next weren't in any way contrived. I blame the bubbly. It tucked me up, I turned into a jubbly. I went all wobbly just before your geezer tried to job me. I lost the plot about 8:30, but I sobered up when it was getting late. Did I upset you? Sorry, I apologise. I started off with the best of intentions, didn't plan to hit the pop. My biggest mistake was to tip Mr. Topham, so I didn't know when to stop. If only I'd known the repercussions when I started on my quest, I wouldn't have been in such a tearing hurry to get things off my chest. She was 6 feet tall, her eyes were blue, and she trawled me in her net. If I'd been off straight, I wouldn't hesitate. She might have been a surefire bet. But I'd had too much and I started to gush. I should have read the clues, cause I fell down on my bended knees and was sick right in her shoes.
I bet she loved you for that.
Must be. Be the brandy. Should I have showed me loaf and stuck to shandy? What was I thinking? I ought to change my ways and give up drinking. Well, I lost the plot about 8:30, but I sobered up when it was getting late. Did I upset you? Well, sorry, I apologise. Did I upset you? Well, sorry, I apologise. Sorry.
Oh, nothing to apologise about. Absolutely fantastic.
We've all been there, haven't we?